Start streaming. It's connecting. All right.
And we're live?
Yeah, we should be.
It says we're live.
Yeah, we're supposed to be.
What does this say over here? Offline on user.
It says live.
Oh, live, okay.
But also offline.
Do we have video?
That is the hope. Hey, look at that.
Look at that. That's us.
Oh, that's terrible. That's us. That looks okay.
Okay, small.
Yeah, we're pretty small. That's okay.
Leave it small.
Yeah.
Don't zoom in.
I don't need it to be big. Let's see how we sound. We have content warnings in place.
That's excellent. We should. We absolutely should.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
All right, get me off of there. It's going to distract me.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Can we exit out of this one up here?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we probably could, huh? How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Welcome to Pocket Cast's first live recording. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I mean, technically they're all live recordings, but this is the first, like, live stream.
They're definitely not technically live recordings. I edit
them. Do, yeah, but we do all of our recordings in person live.
Alive. I don't know if that's what you would call a live recording.
I don't know. Define live.
Live is non-edited, as is. Usually it's not recorded, or like if it's recorded, it's recorded live.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's all recorded live. You edit it after the fact, yeah, but it's all recorded live.
All right. If you want to get really technical about it. This is our 25th live episode.
You're damn right.
The first time you've been able to watch it. We're glad to potentially have somebody here.
28th episode, if you don't count, or if you count the re-recorded episodes.
No, it's got to be like 29th then, right?
Yeah,
is this our fourth re-recorded episode?
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
I have, the more time we spend doing this, the more of an audio obsession I think I'm having, maybe almost OCD-like in a way.
Oh, man, I couldn't have cared less. And I still kind of don't care, except for now I'm starting to care. And so it's driving me nuts.
Because you're right in that line of not wanting to care.
Well, one, like, you know, we've put some time into this now. We're like, what, a year deep into this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm kind of like, well, I mean, if we're going to spend some time doing it, it should be nice. And I will say that when we don't absolutely fuck up the audio, like, our audio quality is pretty okay. Like, it's not bad.
No, it's really good. It's like, yeah. I want to say it's pretty good. For the amount of money that we have put into a studio on a picnic table, we sound great.
Yeah, we sound pretty good.
Excellent in that context, especially when compared to some other podcasts that I've listened to that seem to have more funding.
Oh, dude, there's some out there. They're using a Canon string. It's crazy. It'll be like some dude has brought his cell phone. And all four of them are just going to hang out on speakerphone and talk.
Do you remember there's on the YouTube videos of people like video game capture back when they were first beginning? And it would say my free cam or something. Or it was like,
oh, yeah, cam soda and my free cams.
Mini vids. It would say like the top center.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's good shit. That's OG internet shit right there.
I had this is a flashback. You're blowing my mind here. There's probably video on YouTube of me. I don't know if it would be under the name of Fletcher or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really good at Tony Hawk's American Wasteland on PC.
Ooh, yeah, not me.
There was an online, there's online gaming. Mm-hmm. And so there were some guys that would do video recording, like montages of people's sick lines, And I'm sure Hell that they yeah. were in like 240p and had that mini vid.
Well, dude, everything had a fucking
Manny
cam watermark like on them somewhere. Yeah. It was great, dude. Like, yeah. You ever settle into some of like the, you know, page 26 and on of any like Pornhub search and and you start getting to the grainy shit with all like the, you know, the name of the website it was recorded on.
And then three other ones like
now you're getting to the good stuff.
Now you're in the deep dive.
Yeah, gold. That shit was recorded when we were in high school. Hell yeah. That's our, oh God, is that our like porn legacy now? The OG porn? I don't know.
What do you mean legacy?
Retro porn for us?
Is like,
is that retro?
2000s porn. Yeah. That's a category, I bet. I guarantee it. But Eesh. Now it could mean different things because of the age, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is still wild seeing any birthday after 2001 on an ID.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
But what's even more wild is that at this point, someone who was born in 2001 is like, why the fuck are you checking my ID?
I don't, dude, just hand the guy your ID.
Sorry.
There's no, like, in what world is anybody going to an age-restricted venue and getting upset when they have to present identification? It's the law. Like, grow up. We're all adults here. We can handle a little inconvenience. Like, we do traffic.
I think it's small town. Like, people are used to going to small town bars where there's a lot less things that happen. And also, like, well, I've been coming here since I was 12, you know, so everyone should know that I'm now 22.
Sure, but, like, fuck off, Joe. Like,
yeah, I know, I'm with you.
Give him your ID. Like, it's still the law. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're protecting the business owner from getting their shit fucked in the ass, and that's not what you want, because then your spot for the last 20 years goes down the hole.
I was always stoked to get my ID checked. It's just like, I'm 21 now, motherfucker. Yeah.
I still get carded a lot.
It depends on where I am. But I think that more so, like, Maverick, like, chains, mm-hmm. If you're, like, a smoker-friendly or something, they have to ID you.
Yeah. Well, dude, even out here, small-town Nebraska, the fucking smoke shop they get... What do you call those? They're not like secret shoppers.
It's called a sting.
Oh, yeah. They get sting shoppers coming in trying to buy smokes or something.
Actually, my bragging right this past week is that so many places got stung in town and we did not.
Did somebody try?
Yeah, they tried. Yeah, they
Hell yeah.
Tried. We carded them.
Good job. Good. Look at you, upstanding citizen.
Yep. I might be a fucking hard ass, but it pays off.
Yeah, that's what I hear other people describe you as.
Mm. No, that's a different context.
Just hard.
It's more about the ass.
You got that hard ass?
Yeah, it's like old hard ass.
Old iron ass.
He's got the ass of bone steel. Kind of like the... I knew a guy with the last name Bone Steel.
Bone Steel. What?
Bone Steel. It's a badass name. Who gets that name, right? Because Prim comes from Primrose, comes from, I don't know, a fucking gardener or something, sure. Right? And that gets passed down. Baker is obviously their family was a baker. Bone Steel. That dude.
The guy's out there stealing bones.
I don't know. Steel. Bone Steel.
What, just like Wolverine? Yeah, like dude, that's his bloodline. Wolverine. All right, I can hang with
that's
that.
Fucking sick. There's that gotta be cool. a cool place where that name comes from. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and it was probably some dude who like should have died ages ago and just refused to die, and then you know the myths begin.
He had bones made of steel.
You always hear about those old bastards from the Vietnam War, Civil War, whatever, dude. But you get these dudes, you know, the ones that are just like, yeah, no, that guy got half his face blowed off by a cannonball, and then he cleared out this entire camp by himself with a toothpick.
And then on his second term,
yeah,
he got shot twice in the head. Yeah, they have those people. Those people are fucking wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the luckiest people. Those are why people like me exist, that have no luck whatsoever.
Yeah, their hands look like that so that we can have anxiety. Thanks, Grandpa.
Thanks, Grandpa, for your bones of steel.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know who else
has bones of steel and has a cool name legacy?
Is this a Dragon Ball Z segue?
It is a Dragon Ball Z segue. Fuck yeah, dude.
Goku, right. Maybe?
Goku, who names his son Gohan after his grandpa, or like his grandpa that found him.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Goddamn.
This week we played, well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Last week when we recorded this episode for the first time, the week before that.
We played Dragon Ball Z, Attack of the Saiyans. Mm. It looked like I just looked off and read it on a screen in front of us, but that was really just me tapping into my
No, you brain. Did. I put it up on the screen over there for you.
I can't read anything.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I think that's...
It's some kind of code.
No, those are just some notes that I made for something earlier.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So definitely not me cheating.
Well, they'll never know that. No, I've already planted the seed of doubt, so you're kind of fucked. Shit.
It's kind of funny now recording this so far away from having played the game. I had a negative. Go ahead, Red, and say I had a negative experience playing the game.
Yeah.
Now looking back on it, still feeling pretty negative. The graphics are fucking cool. That's one thing I do find myself looking back on is the pre-rendered backgrounds. Which is kind of an interesting thing to see in this game, because if you think about the DS, it's a miniature N64 in your hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't believe the N64 had pre-rendered graphics or pre-rendered backgrounds and graphics. I think it was a different kind of. I think that was a PS1.
I mean, like maybe, probably.
I know. I don't know. Dominant in PS1 RPGs.
And yeah, so, as far as like cutscenes go, PlayStation was killing it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit was popping way before anyone else.
And as far as RPGs go, they were.
Oh,
it was the place to be. Which is so funny because I had a PlayStation 1 and I did not enjoy RPGs. I was thinking about that the other day, closing my eyes, taking a nap. You know, your mind wanders.
Thinking about RPGs.
Thinking about Final Fantasy IX and how I think I probably had three different RPGs, turn-based RPGs on the PS1. And I'd always get a part where I'd get stuck and I just couldn't get past it, and I don't think I knew about grinding is what crossed my mind when I was thinking about I don't know how I didn't think to do it. I guess maybe it's not a given thing when you're a little child that's just given this huge game.
Sure.
You know, this 5-disc game. Here you go. Yeah, dig in. And you can't even get past the third hour of the first disc.
God, no. I remember playing, it was one of the Fire Emblem titles. I don't remember which, for the Game Boy. Game Boy Color?
Game Boy.
It had to have been the Advance.
No, I think you might be right. There might be one. I think there is
one. No, there is one for the Color. I'm almost confident. However, because in my head I was thinking of the actual Advance, but I never owned an Advance.
You owned the SP.
Yeah, so
tomato, tomato.
I mean, they're the same. I would argue that the SP is far superior, and that is me 100% being completely biased. I fucking love the SP. It's one of the reasons why I was so gung-ho or go-hung, as someone else I know once said, about getting into the DS and doing this whole podcast and everything, is because I love the SP so damn much. And, you know, they look pretty similar. They're not.
Absolutely. No, but they are. Pulled that. Yeah. That's,
and I love that.
The backlighting alone pulls your.
The SP? Yeah, that was huge.
The GBA didn't have the backlight. And so, however, if I was to get a Game Boy Advance system, whether it be SP or the Micro. Do you ever see the Micro? Do you remember the...
I never played a Micro.
I didn't either, but they look kind of sleek and cool. But I think they took away like a lot of things from it for it to be so small.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what I would get now would be one of those custom-made the fat boy GBA, like the wide one,
mm-hmm.
not the SP, but right. have the backlit screen on it.
Yeah,
because
like
that
custom.
Form factor is
the
so
form factor is insane. And
the SP is like this, right?
The SP is really close, and I think it only worked so well because I had like kid hands, you know.
Yeah,
I still had like fat little grubby mitts, but they were, I mean, yeah. I had smaller hands back then, so it was okay. That's easily my chiefest gripe about the DS, is it's just its two-handed form factor, especially when a stylus. Actually, two-handed is okay. It's still not great, but as soon as you throw a stylus into the mix with your mixed media game mode, if you will, where you're trying to do both and you have to kind of crimp hold it with one hand, my shit's fucked after like 5 minutes.
I think I need to lend you my 3DS XL because you won't have that issue.
Yeah, once I again, do the 3DS XL.
Graphic, like you'll run into that graphic issue, but it's you definitely don't get that. I kind of started getting that on the DS. On the DSi, I've not gotten that, but I think it's more about playing the DS as a handheld, pick up and play and put it down. Your hand starts cramping, go do something else.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes I'm like, I want to carve out a couple hours and I'm going to smack some shit down.
Oh, that's fair.
And depending on the title, that I mean, I can do that.
They make them. So you hear that thing sitting in front of us that no one can see. That's your phone holder.
Mm-hmm.
They make something like that for the DS too.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be interested in something like that.
I still don't know how that works with holding the buttons.
I love just sitting there and just playing my game. I don't have any... that's not true. I have all kinds
of... You got spider hands, though, bro. Your shit's articulating in weird ways.
I have all kinds of pains in my wrist, though. So I guess it's not true. And maybe I do have all kinds of pains from playing the DS.
I will say the most comfortable way I've found is to emulate on my phone in landscape and then Bluetooth and Xbox controller. God damn.
It just doesn't feel like you're playing the DS at all, though.
I mean, and honestly, that's part of the best part. You still get the split screen and like the two screens and shit, and that works fine. But I like that. It's comfortable. Especially for some of the...
Like, this game had no touch screen at all. Whatsoever. And something that we had talked about with it is that it's a GBA-looking game. A really good-looking GBA game.
Truly.
But it feels like they just took the pause menu and put that as your touchscreen, but never made it touchscreen usable because it was basically as close as possible to a port from what it was intended to be released on and then what it was put out on.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to look at what the release date on this game was. So
it was later. I think it was 2000... Fuck, it was either 2006 or 2009.
So either way, then that's probably not the case?
I wouldn't think so, but I don't disagree. I think it looks as if that was the intention. Because even when you're running around in a dungeon or something, the only active display you have on the lower screen is essentially two... Well, now I can't remember what they were designated as, but you have like two equipable slots...
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one other indicator.
That
did,
you
sort.
Could touch that and it would.
Oh, would it?
Or no, I don't know.
Because you could put like capsules. You could have like active.
Yeah, you had your active
capsules equipped.
But no, I guess you pushed the right trigger for that, didn't you?
Shit, yeah, you do. Yeah. You have to go and you have to toggle an active mode to interact with them.
You don't even use the touchscreen for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's
minus
totally
five
fine.
Points.
It's just that it really makes you think that it just wasn't a handheld or like a DS game.
Yeah.
However, at that point, if it is a 2009 or a later release, you have to assume there was a lot of people being tired of the gimmicky side of the DS and just wanting a handheld game to play.
I don't want to deal with the touching.
I just want to fucking play my game.
I think where I appreciate the stylus most are some of the titles that don't take themselves super seriously, that are stylus centric. Or heavy even, because we played a lot that are super gimmicky in terms of the stylus mechanics and like how and where and why they choose to implement them or even restrict you to, which is not usually a benefit. But something like WarioWare, perfect, super fun, not a lot of mixed gameplay, if any, really. I don't recall that being a thing. You're just kind of, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just really holding it. You don't have to like try to hit buttons and crimp your hand in a weird way.
Yeah, and then you can just hold it like a, almost like a sideways PDA.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of which, Hotel Dusk.
Beautifully.
Fire title. And you definitely could, in fact, I think you do quite often use like the D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily it's almost damn near completely stylus driven.
Yeah, you can do it totally without D-pad, mm-hmm. because you can just drag your character around and move everything on the on that touchscreen.
Yeah, and that worked really, really well.
That was how I played that game. That was one of the only games that I played at work, because it just didn't look like I was playing a game.
No, it looked like you're reading a book, taking notes. Thanks. I'm going to use yours as cover for mine.
Sorry. Mm. That's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We're two coffee boys.
Drinking our tea because we're coffee boys. Nice. Beautiful.
A little ASMR.
I'm
not going to describe what I'm doing. Not everybody has eyes to see, so.
Oh, that is right. We are doing this also as a
audio-only episode as well, so. Because I'm not clipping any of this shit.
I don't even know how. This is going to come out straight as live as possible.
Yeah, this is the most raw dog episode we've ever had.
I like it.
It feels
natural.
It's kind of freeing.
It really is. It is so freeing.
I'm like, oh, we're going to mess up, and who gives a shit? Because honestly,
who cares?
It's all running, so.
We're taking it. Like it, love it, hate it, we're running with it.
Can't hide anything in the edit, because there won't be one.
That's right.
Maybe trim the fat a little bit.
I don't think so.
Let it run raw?
I mean, what fat? I think we got pretty well. Oh, you're right. There's a little bit at the beginning.
Okay. See, now you were starting to talk about, like, now you were starting to basically recite in completion my mirror.
What you just
like,
said. Yeah, I know.
Like self speech.
I'm starting to agree with you. Yeah. I'm processing it.
Yeah. I'm like, you're beautiful as you are. There's no fat to trim. Well, maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little. You probably got some shitty parts about it.
Yeah. You could trim a little fat, okay?
Crop that shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of cropping, my main downside on this game was the overdone conversations in the game.
That's super typical of this type of game, too, I feel.
But
it was drawn out.
I mean, in an RPG, I expect to have a good amount of reading to get a decent little story bit across.
Sure.
But it felt very redundant. Like, they would say something and then repeat themselves three times throughout the conversation, just telling the same thing over and over, just trying to, like, fill time.
Well, and I feel like that's very reminiscent of old school anime. Like,
and Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Because I've been watching through Dragon Ball, and it is such a different story from Dragon Ball Z. And maybe I don't remember Dragon Ball Z that correctly, because I haven't watched it since I was
a kid.
There's
a pretty significant shift between the two.
But Dragon Ball is like each episode, they're going on some adventure. There's a different thing they have to figure out to get the next Dragon Ball or to help somebody out.
Sure.
There's all these mishaps along their adventure. It's like just a fellowship, you know, going on a journey type story.
It's almost like the same story being told by two people with that keep the same premise but kind of tell it just differently enough. Or like watching two artists copy the other's work and the art is still the same. It's representing the same thing but just with a different personal flair. Because ultimately, like, you break it down on paper, they're the exact same thing. Camaraderie, manhood, destiny, strength, the friendship. You know, it hits all of those key things, but then its execution and the way that it floats the story, totally different vibes.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, like, Dragon Ball, super kicked back, very fluffy.
Yeah, absolutely. But so funny because
it's great,
it
dude.
Could
humor.
Almost, and it could almost be for kids. But it's not. It's the perviest show. Every episode, they're just perving on Bulma, who's like a 16-year-old girl, maybe at that point in Dragon Ball. Like, she is, and it is wild. And
it does raise some questions.
There is a difference though, because if you watch Ghibli films,
sure,
and there's a lot more. They're not so afraid of nudity just for, like, because people are going swimming, right?
Right.
Because little Goku goes swimming, and you fucking see his tiny little pecker as he's diving into the water.
Dude,
to go get
I love that shit. It's fucking funny.
And it's, you know, accurate. And it's just a kid going for a dive. And then, you know, so you're like, okay, I can take that as it is, and that's not pervy in itself. But then they bring in Bulma. And it's like non-stop. It's funny. The comedy in it's also really good when it's not being pervy. It's a funny show. It was awesome to play it while I was playing this game.
Yeah, I definitely envy you for that. That was a good choice.
The show too, the more I am 99% sure this game takes place right at between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So there's, because they talk about how there's the King Rabbit that you have to fight, and Yamcha makes the comment that, like, the last time I saw you, Goku took you to the moon, or he put you on the moon. That is what he does in, like, the fifth episode of Dragon Ball.
Was it really that early on?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm not that far in the show. Maybe I'm 10 episodes in. So
goddamn. I do need to go back and watch through that. I'll have to do that in all of my spare time that I have.
It's perfect for me right now with, I'm trying to hit that 99 fishing on RuneScape.
Fuck yeah.
And so I got that show pulled up, and I'm doing my RuneScape at night.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really pleasant. And it, like I said, it went along well with this game. Because the story in this game wasn't so great.
It was, I mean, I feel like I could have written this story exactly. I'd be like, everybody's going to split up. They're going to go revisit some tropes from Dragon Ball on their way to the plot of Dragon Ball Z. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like this was pretty straightforward.
Well, and I think it's based on a manga that, so like it's not just made up for the game. I think the story exists within the manga, but not within the anime.
I know it was animated as part of the series. At least I know it was not. I know that much. As for the manga, that would make sense, but I don't.
Yeah, because I think
anything about it.
Because I started reading, it seems like there's different arcs in the manga than there are in the show. There's certain things that are canon and not canon, as far as I
can. That makes sense. So, yeah,
I'm so terrified because you know how I can get when I start to watch, like, I'm watching Dragon Ball. So I'm going to watch Dragon Ball Z next, and I'm going to watch Dragon Ball GT. So for the next year and a half.
Yeah, kiss the rest of your
goodbye. I know what
shows
I'm watching on my alone time. It's fine, I guess. I don't watch a lot of shows. It's good to have something besides some fucking shitty YouTube video playing. Like,
I know. My bane is TikTok right now. And it's like my feed sucks. It's not even cool. It's not even really a solid exploration of my hobbies. It's a lot of, like, AI dubbed Reddit posts and, like, AMAs or just a bunch of stupid bullshit story time.
That seems more interesting than mine. I deleted mine and then I reinstalled it like three different times.
I've been there.
And if you do that, your algorithm just gets fucking weird, which is strange because nothing has changed about my past input information. I'm still using the same login, but yeah, it's so funny because the first time when TikTok first came around, it did not suck me in. I was huge into it,
but like, because I'm pretty sure Musical.ly became TikTok, or TikTok bought it out, or they rebranded. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever the case was, either way, regardless of what or how, they're the same fucking app. Obviously, TikTok has gone to some great heights, but
it's the same. Yeah.
I waste so much fucking time on there. It's insane.
When it was figured out to me, where it was pulling up like Gundam and like video games, and like it had me pulled in so well too. And it was kind of nice having this algorithm of very personalized information to stream to you.
Oh yeah.
But yes, that addiction side of me pulls so hard that I have to pull away way harder.
That's good. I'm proud of you. Assuming that you're telling me that that's what you are doing as opposed to should be but aren't.
No, it is what I'm doing.
Oh, then
I've even kept it. See, here's a weird addiction thing. I can't let not doing something control me the same way I can't let something control me. So I still
That sounds, that makes sense.
Does it make sense? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I couldn't explain it to somebody because I will trip, but I got that.
I keep the TikTok app on my phone. I have Facebook on my phone. I have all of the social media, the distractions on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I try my hardest, and I have days where I fail. But you try your hardest to have it, to look at it, turn it off, move on. Because not having it on your phone is just as much of it controlling you, you know, like.
Well, and the worst part is with, you know, with the all your shit being kept in the, like, on the keychain with, you know, at least for us iPhone users.
Yeah.
You could just uninstall the app every day and then reinstall it later. It'd take you 20 seconds on Wi-Fi.
You feel even worse. You feel way worse about that.
I mean, I guess it depends on what actually happens with your screen time. Because I like to reward myself with, like, 4 or 5 TikToks after completing a task at work. And that can be problematic at times. I'd be like, oh, that was not 5 TikToks.
That was fucking 10
That was 15 TikToks. Like, yeah, whoops.
That was too long.
So sometimes that'll bite you if you're not paying super close attention. Which is, you know, really hard for people of our generation to do.
Yeah, and it's the, I don't want to sound like a loon. I don't want to sound like an anti-technology.
Too late
loon
for that.
But, yeah, my phone's just about all the way paid off. And so, contract is up to get a new phone. And I so badly, in my heart of hearts.
Oh, fuck, I already know where you're going with this.
I want a downgrade. I want a flip phone. I want a fucking old Nokia or some shit. I mean,
I hear you. Morgan told me about this or the other day or last week or something, whatever it was. And I was like, why the fuck does he want to do that?
She's very against the idea. But man, it controls me. It controls me so fucking hard. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing about technology or that you shouldn't have a phone. But me,
dude, just personally. Have Morgan set up parental controls on your phone.
That's what she said. She's like, yeah. But then my response to that was, so you tell me there's an app for that? Like, that's my fucking problem. Like, I don't like.
Oh, my God. It's just a feature of the phone.
It's a feature of the phone, and that's great.
Yeah.
But at the same time, couldn't I just, like,
exert the willpower?
For texting? Yeah, well, or just get a phone for texting and for fucking phone calls, and then.
I mean, go deep, dude. Get a pager. Get a pager, and it doesn't even display text. It just has,
Has the number.
It's just an 8x8 like little screen, and it just like you can pre-program. No, you just pre-program like up to 12 emojis, and then like, oh, it's crying emoji. That's Ed. I should find a payphone and give him a ring later.
Find a payphone. That would be the hardest fucking thing. That would be,
oh, around here? Absolutely.
Yeah, that would not be doable.
I don't even think they're maybe at the courthouse.
For the longest time there was, yeah, you might be right. For the longest time there was a payphone out by the gas station on the east side of town. But
yeah.
Besides that, there is, but that was a long time ago, I feel like now.
On the east side of town.
Alta was once Western.
Which is not even Western anymore.
But and that was ironic. But yeah,
interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, because it's got the drive-through prescription window.
Right, the drive-through prescription window. No.
It wasn't there on the west side of what used to be the Western gas station that used to be in Alta. Wasn't there a drive-through on the side?
Yeah. There's.
I don't know what an Alta is. I assumed it's like a local all things.
It's a gas station.
Oh well.
You're right. There was like the drive-through window where there's always like a Camaro or some shit parked.
Oh yeah.
Because that used to be, as I recall, people have told me this before I ever lived here.
Mm.
It was a A&W connected to a gas station or something like that.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And so that's why you had the drive-through. Was
dude, everything comes full circle because now we've got an A&W up on the hill.
We don't have an A&W.
Oh, fuck, you're right. It's a Baskin-Robbins. That's close enough.
How was it? No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't have burgers.
It's hot dogs, burgers.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Well, what there was okay. So this is where I got confused. Yeah, at one point, there was a there rumor was that we were getting an A&W.
Yeah.
What was it? What was the other one? It was a combo.
It was an A&W. I don't remember.
I don't remember what that combo normally is. Yeah. Either way, we didn't get it, so moot point. And I guess the world doesn't come full circle at all.
And also, here's another full circle for you. There is Western Drug. That is a place.
Yeah,
that's a business.
But
not Western, the gas station.
Yeah, those aren't the same thing.
Western Drug does have a drive-thru for prescription drugs. So you were like... You had something there. It was like you were dreaming and your brain was like, I know this is kind of a thing.
I definitely have the opinion that when the adults show up later and start looking at the pictures we've been drawing, they're going to be like, those are not circles. Like, you tried, boys.
It's kind of a circle.
But it is kind of allowed when it comes to circles. I feel like it's exact or not.
Fair, because otherwise you have an oval.
Or just a curved line that doesn't connect.
I think, if anything, it's kind of like an infinity sign.
A twisted circle? What the fuck?
Twisted Circle.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. Sick band name.
Twisted Circle? I would play in that band. Or groupie for it. Groupie for it?
Groupie?
Would groupie it?
Yeah, because
I don't know how to use that word.
When you're a guy, you're a groupie. And when you're a girl, you're a groupie.
A groupette?
Because it's where the P, you know, because the B and the P.
There's a groupie?
Yeah, groupies, yeah.
Is that a, are you making fun of my speech or is that a real thing?
I'm making fun of your speech.
Oh, fuck. All right. I was like,
I could have to
smarter every day.
Just like you're going around now being like, did you know that there were male
just
groupies?
Confidently using the like fake words.
Yeah, that would be the
most. Honestly, I do that a lot. Like
I do
professionally.
Too.
I will just coast over abominable fuck ups like linguistically. I'll just like not say a word and just coast right past it.
I got that from my dad. My dad is the fucking worst about that.
Bro, listening to your dad on a P1 call is one of my I will miss that now that he's retired. Like, I miss that a lot. That was great,
man. He even just in like normal conversation, I can't think of what the saying is right now that he uses wrong all the time.
Most of them
like he, words that are similar, he just
getting two birds stoned at once.
It's very similar to yes. Yeah, they are so
love that. Oh, that's good. Man, I haven't seen your parents in ages.
I just saw him. We had Easter Sunday.
Yeah. How was Easter?
It was fun. It was tons of bubbles. And Ren loves bunnies.
Does he?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He's like in fucking heaven, man. Bunnies and candy. And
oh, yeah. What's not to love about Easter?
Zombie Jesus.
As a child.
You know?
Zombie
as
Jesus.
As a child? That child is lucky. All right? Because he doesn't have to go to fucking church, man. His parents aren't making him do that shit.
My favorite aspect of being an adult, by the way.
Not going to church.
Not going to church.
Oh, man, me too. I'm so, like, I was actually on Easter morning after we had done the egg search and everything. Mm-hmm. I was doing something in the kitchen, and I was just getting frustrated. And I told Morgan, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just fucking frustrated. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I'm pissed off. It's like, I think it's Easter. I think I have all these years of pent-up rage.
Just coursing,
still,
just
and like it, like I remember one year being in church with my parents. It's like after I was moved out, I'd come back for Easter or you know spring break, whatever it was. And
sure,
I was going to church with them, getting dragged there, and my mom said something about me like you could feel the heat coming off of me because I was just upset about fucking being there. Man.
The heat of Satan.
And I felt that heat coming off of me today in the kitchen.
My God.
And I was like, this is stupid. This is so dumb. I don't have to go to church anymore. We don't have to fucking do any of this stuff. We're just doing the fun parts of Easter. It's cool. It's the greatest.
That's great.
Like, my parents aren't going to make us do any weird Jesus shit when we go over for dinner, you know?
That is nice.
Yeah. I do always make a little joke to my son about the prayer. That's my, just letting him know, this is weird.
This is weird.
This is a weird thing that human beings do. Not just this religion, and like all of them do this weird thing. Just they so you
talk
know.
To the air.
And if you think it's weird, that's okay. Just because the majority of people don't think it's weird doesn't mean it's not weird. I know that's like the definition of normal and the difference between normal and weird, but sometimes.
But you've always kind of marched to your own
offbeat
boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't keep a beat, so I feel that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You're bound to get off canter.
We are not known to be men of rhythm.
Man, I wish. I fucking wish I was.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who doesn't?
I've also been wondering about that, too. Do you think it's true that rhythm can't be taught?
Fuck.
You think that's really, truly a natural gift? Or is it because people always say that about, like, oh, you're so talented.
I feel like
so,
if
like,
Temple Grandin, like, liked music more than she liked cows, I think she could have figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like self-teaching and self-discovery and like the embodiment of, you know, pursuing that which is intricately pleasing aesthetically to you, either to hear, to listen, to observe, to mimic, to whatever. Like if you can get into the engineering headspace of something and really pick it apart and it just speaks to you, I feel like you can learn and self-teach yourself to do anything. Do I think explicitly that anyone can be taught rhythm? Absolutely not.
Damn.
I think that... I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
You have a lot of other really great qualifying attributes that drastically outweigh any shortcoming you have that in the rhythm space.
That's not true. Because
sure.
if you want to play music with other people, you have to keep rhythm.
Tell that to a jazz musician.
They are the best at it.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I realized that was not like that the argument I wanted to take.
The best. They change time signatures and come back to the original one.
Yeah,
like,
all right.
Every bar, they change time signatures or some shit. They get crazy with their times.
You think the crackhead, you know, bucket beaters... are, yeah, those guys are pretty good too.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes them so good.
If we needed to speak very vaguely about literally any other topic other than music, I could probably really,
really
make a case here.
But too bad that rhythm is music.
Yeah, that's not my space.
Maybe it's down to the heartbeat. Like maybe my heart is off.
You just have a fucked rhythm that just beats outside of tempo.
Yeah, and then like. Because I think I'm in tempo, you know?
Oh, man, that's...
And then you get really into that, right? If I'm in tempo with myself... Because if you were to repeat...
That might be deep.
...enough times to hit that same fucked up tempo again, there you have your beat.
Well, I mean, tempo is just consistency. But there is something about being able to be in the same rhythm consistently with other people simultaneously. And that's the hard part. But you talking about that really had me thinking about like these different things where people perceive something to be correct and matches what, you know, is the collective perception, only for other people to be like, hey, no, like... people looking at something and saying, oh, hey, hand me that blue fucking towel. And you're like,
oh, are you going to make it?
I'm not trying to attack you specifically. I'm so sorry. I do, however, feel as though that one, the color thing, I'm either, as I get older... just running into more and more people that are either colorblind as fuck.
Or are you?
Or I might be a little bit colorblind or getting colorblind.
I don't think you
but get colorblind. But I'm definitely, like, my recent experience is gaslighting the shit out of me about it.
Let's hear it.
Oh, dude, just everything. Alyssa and I definitely will go rounds. She'll be like...
It's hard when you're with one other person.
Yeah, because no one knows what to believe. It could be anything. And we need like a, you know, a third
party
arbitrator.
Third party, yeah, to say, no, that is absolutely blue or purple.
Yeah, that shit fucks me up. Because, yeah, I don't know. And I couldn't give you literally the name of one other person. But it's been happening a lot, I feel like.
My uncle is colorblind.
Is that John?
Jim.
Jim. Fuck, I knew it was one of them.
He can't tell the difference between, like, blue and purple and black. And so
damn.
One way that my dad would get back at him was when... This is how bullied my dad was by his older brother. And there's like a big age gap.
Yeah.
He would make him pick out his clothes in the morning and put outfits together for him. So he could sleep in a little bit longer. Oh, yeah, you did that too, huh?
No, I never did that. it was a good idea.
So my dad said that sometimes he would get his revenge by giving him like a purple sock and a black sock, or a purple sock. And, you know, he'd mismatch his socks.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's awesome. Solid fuckery. I appreciate that.
But when he find out, when people at school say something, he's like, yeah, but he's already at school. He can't come home and change his socks.
Yeah,
he's
you'll like, catch a beating for it later.
Yeah, he'll catch a beating for it. But
damage is done.
It's already done. It's already worth it.
Like, I'll have mine again tomorrow and then get the beating for it. It's a vicious cycle, but at least there's retribution on some side. At least you're
fucking punch in there.
Yeah.
I think you saying that, like, I knew exactly you're going for colorblindness, and that God. Story just, like, hits in my head, and I just... fucking lost it right there. If you weren't watching and if you couldn't hear, I just choked and spit my water all over it.
Oh yeah, was that you know? It's fine.
I'm barely laid it on
the wood's treated. Yeah, that's fine. It'll buff.
Holy shit.
Yeah, no. This.
You know how I know I'm not colorblind? Because I can see all the colors in Dragon Ball Z. There's a lot of fucking colors. Shit was like,
dude, you are hitting these segues hard.
I am.
That was good.
I try.
I almost missed the turn.
There's a lot of flashing colors, and it's a beautiful experience.
It is a very vibrant show.
Even the game. The game was fucking...
The game was beautiful as fuck, actually. The art is easily my favorite thing about this game. All of the sprites and the different attack... animations.
See, that's
heavily stylized
animations. That's what kept you wanting to play, was so that you could unlock a new attack animation. Mm-hmm. And see what that looked like.
Well, and that's that's always been one of the, I mean, aside from me being an absolute sucker crybaby for these, you know, friendship is the ultimate trump power anime shows that are just, I'm just like, yeah man, I was a lonely kid. So aside from that, like, just, you know, having a favorite character who has this, like, dope move, or just, like, because, like, most of these moves are the same thing. Ooh, summoned a ball of energy, and it's a color, and it goes poo-poo, and it hurts somebody. And, like, that's, okay, it's mostly the same. Sometimes the light shape is a different shape, and
like
sometimes
the
long.
The light disc versus yeah. the...
Well, it's all the same shit, but it's the story behind these moves, and they have to... be earned, or you know, whatever the case might be. Like, I remember as a kid just having favorite moves, like Destructo Disc.
Yeah, I'm with
hands
you.
Down one of my favorites.
Yeah, the fucking coolest. That is so sick.
Yeah,
what a disappointment too.
Oh, it's never been cool in any like the games, I feel like.
Well, and you get it as you can interact with your, when you're not in battle, when you are on the map, you can interact with like blocks that need to be destroyed.
Oh,
and if
sure.
You're Krillin, you throw a Destructo Disc. If you can't do a Destructo Disc in the fight.
Yeah, I was really annoyed to find out that wasn't one of like his
first...
base movesets or like abilities. Especially given that this is the bridge between Dragon Ball and Dragon. Well, no, because I don't think he gets it in Dragon Ball.
But he gets it in Dragon Ball Z, right?
Yeah.
So he would have got it later.
Pretty
on.
Sure.
I guess.
Probably wrong. Who knows?
The thing about putting the game in this spot in the timeline is it's a good way to nerf everybody.
Oh, yeah. Because that, and I mean, it's not that everybody's super weak, but it just feels like you're trading numbers for like the first little bit.
It really, and it's such small numbers too. And I know it doesn't make a difference because It's all the same shit.
But seeing the big numbers makes brain feel good.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about these games, where these are some of the strongest, like this series, you know, which is some of the strongest fighters in the world.
Absolutely.
They should be landing like 25s every hit. You know, right. Not like 5, 5, 7, oh, 5.
Or you hit one of those, like, you know, high key abilities.
Your Kamehameha.
Yeah, and it's like 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. And you're like, the fuck? Kamehameha hitting for 2s? Excuse me? Why is this not one-shotting
somebody?
I think
somebody? It was like 225s, right, is what we give you. It was like 25, 25, something like that. But it was just, yeah. I mean, and the fact that it wouldn't blow away half the enemies, there was some disappointment in the power behind it. And
yeah,
like you said, the you start off very weak, which is a thing that we will experience in Dragon Quest when we get to that, where there's a lot of grinding that you have to do. But for some reason, I didn't feel like they did the grinding very well in this. Like, I wasn't stoked to grind. There's the only reason that you were stoked to grind was to encounter the enemies, because the sprites looked cool, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was a real pain in that, in a game where you were weak as hell, you're supposed to be these super powerful guys, and you are having to grind against just the slowest process. Krillin, you had to grind forever. The rest of the guys didn't have to grind as much, but Krillin, you had to grind.
I dumped all of his stats into, like, power or something.
That's smart.
I guess. I don't know. I was like, I don't really want to allocate the brain power to try to figure out what a potential strategy for, like, a level plan for all of these characters might be. Especially when I don't know when I'm going to have to rotate out party members or anything. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just dump statting.
Remind me, did you get to Goku? To be able to play as Goku?
At the tournament, yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of a letdown, wasn't it?
Yeah. And again, well, and it makes sense because they're keeping him right around everything else in power level-ish. But you get him, and I don't remember what level he was, but he's not the level of your team. He's a lower level.
He's a lower level, yeah. He's
and
five
he's,
or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
And he's still, like, he still holds up. Sort of.
When you have to grind him.
You have to grind him out.
Luckily,
and
there's
you're at
three
that, like,
guys that are just sitting there for you to go up and continue to battle them over and over so that you can get him strong enough to fight against Piccolo.
And you know what?
Junior.
I still prefer that to random encounters. I fucking hate random encounters.
I think Chrono Trigger ruined you.
It did. And it's not the only game that's done that I've appreciated. There are plenty of others.
Tales of Symphonia is the one that got me turned on to that one.
Oh, I do like Tales of Symphonia. It's a great game.
You saw the little blobby. There was either like a crawling blob, a kind of walking blob, or like, what was it, like flying? Or I don't remember what the other one was. But there's like three tiers of what level you're going to go against.
Yeah, there's one of the things as I get older that is just glaring me in the face, that is the reason why I don't typically like turn-based RPGs, especially when it comes down to random encounters, is the pacing, the interaction time, the amount of time it takes me to find a battle intentionally, and then to actually get into the fight, and then cycle through moves and actually complete a fight, especially when we're talking about the grind phase. And it's one of the reasons why I never liked Pokemon, but now as I'm getting older, actually starting to appreciate Pokemon, because you can get in and out of fight sequences in a grind sesh super fast.
That is very true.
And I love that.
Now that you say that,
this game
that
does not
exactly
do that.
It is pacing. Pacing is what is very important with grinding. You are absolutely right there.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about fights per hour or something like that. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I got trash to take out and dishes to do. I cannot sit here for an hour and only get, like, 10 fights in. You know, it's not that bad. But it ain't that great either.
No, you're right. You are very right about that. It took a long time to get in and out of a battle for nothing, too, because half the time you'd come out and it gives you what you got out of the battle, and you don't get anything.
Well, and there's like three screens to cycle through for every fight sequence, and every time you get like your character's level, they get points to allocate.
Yep.
I did say this last time when we were talking about this, but on paper, all of the individual components I appreciate to this game, right? So,
right.
Again, the art, fantastic. The fight animations in a battle, amazing. But again, when it comes to pacing, I don't, after the fifth time I've watched, you know, all of these fight anime or these move or ability animations, I don't want to watch through Yamcha do his wolf fist move. It hits like 38 times, and it straight up takes like 6 or 7 seconds to execute. And I'm like, I'm never using this move just because of how long it takes. And it's a strong fucking move. But all of the things on paper, love them. I think that they're all individually great. You just put them all together into a game format, and it's driving me up the fucking wall. And most of it has to do with pacing.
Yeah.
And content delivery.
And even in, you feel it especially, you're right about the random encounters being so bad in this game. Because I'm with you where I don't like random encounters. I'm kind of in the opposite. I think whereas I get older, I'm appreciating them more.
Sure.
And the forced grind, especially when we're talking about Dragon Quest.
Yeah. But
the pacing of even traveling in the game because of the random encounters was so uncomfortable. It was almost always every 3 steps you were getting into a battle that, like you said, is going to take you 2 minutes to fight a little grunt character that's not going to give you that much XP.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you are now, and that's my other issue with it, is that in a lot of games, as you gain level, now these guys that were taking you time take you less time. I think it has something to do with the amount of agility that they gave the enemies, because so many of your hits miss.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's guaranteed. So even though you've leveled your character up, you're still taking fucking 2 minutes in this shitty little battle that you're going to get nothing out of.
Yeah.
And then you're not even, you just want to flee so you can get to where you're trying to get the story. In a lot of RPGs, they have it set up so that if you are traveling in a straight line, you are not, and you're not crossing back over any steps or anything like that, your RNG for getting a random encounter is a lot less.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing because it realizes you're traveling. Whereas when you are cutting back and forth, it will give you you're more likely to get a random encounter with a character.
Interesting.
Because it can tell that that's what you're trying to do.
I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy.
They didn't do that in this game.
No.
At all. It was seriously, not exaggerating.
And you couldn't, because all of the, I feel like all of the, not overworld areas, but like your dungeon maps, your instance maps, whatever you want to consider those,
mm-hmm.
your area maps, whatever, zone, probably.
Sure.
Whatever. They're all designed with like diagonals in mind. And you're working with a fucking D-pad.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't have, like, because a lot of games will do that, especially like a lot of these older pixel art-esque, like, RPGs. They do that.
Yeah.
But there's there's no good diagonal travel in this game. It's all like you have to input your side and your, you know, up or down directional. Like, you have to stagger back and forth between them and Tetris across. And, like, I just did not feel like it had a smooth diagonal travel.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the maps seemed to be designed around a lot of that pathing intentionally.
Yeah.
That drove me nuts, dude.
Yeah, it was almost like an isometric is what it felt like.
Like a 2D isometric.
Yeah.
And I did not care for that aspect. It made just traveling and pathing super weird. I'm always bumping into the fucking walls, and I don't need to be. The shit was driving me nuts.
Yeah, it was an uncomfortable game. That was so sad.
I really wanted to like this game.
I did too.
And again, I will stand true to I loved all of the individual aspects, just not all together all at once. They just did not create, for me at least, a very enjoyable experience.
And I'm right there with you. And it seemed like a lot of the reviews on this were kind of middle of the road. Just seemed like disappointment. No one's upset about this game. They're just disappointed.
Oh, that may be our harshest review yet.
Damn. So, we've already obviously done our spin.
Oh, yeah.
With this being a re-recording. Have you been enjoying the game?
This one is GTA Chinatown Wars, right?
Yeah.
I fucking love this game, dude. This game is so... Oh, dude. I fucking love this game. I forgot how good this game is. It's so clean. It's fucking good. And it's so crazy to me that this is on a platform like the NDS. It just, it's some of the best, like, large scale graphics I've ever seen in a game like this. Like, because we've had a lot of stunners visually, right?
Right.
Dementium was actually like a huge surprise to me.
Yeah.
You see something like Professor Layton or Phoenix Wright, Attorney at Law.
Ace Attorney.
Whatever, dude. Every time I think of that game, all I can think of is like, Attorney at Law. Dude, I'm like, I've never seen that show, so I don't know anything about it. It's just like ingrained somewhere in my brain. And every time I try to like mouth out those syllables, it's just like, Birdman.
I put that worm in your brain. I'm sorry.
Probably. But yeah, those like all very visually appealing games. But when we get to kind of these 3D
Transformers,
Transformers immediately comes to mind. And I thought that wasn't terrible
the whole time I've been playing this.
I thought Transformers was great, actually. I thought it was cool. I thought it was very simple, but I thought it did a lot and it did it well. This puts that to shame so fucking hard.
So hard. And it's almost playing this game now and doing this podcast, it's making me play it with a totally different perspective of thinking of these games that could have been like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wild it took so long for someone to have that idea of, okay, top-down GTA, it's fine. It's not what people want. But we can't do the full GTA on the DS. Just bring it down a little bit. We're not over top. We're not right behind you. We're just kind of angled down on you a little bit. And it just gives it such a full, big feeling.
It does.
You see the tops of the buildings because of it and the size of your character compared to that.
It feels big. And it feels lived in. And the AI isn't absolutely terrible.
No. Those cops, man, once you get it, like, the two stars, they are after your ass.
I do not like the stars. Like, I'm actually scared of the cops in this game. Like, legitimately. Like, I'm so careful before I jack a car or something.
Yeah, man. And there's so many things. I don't want to give too much away on it, you know, because this is going to be our next episode.
Yeah.
We're playing this game. But one thing I wanted to ask you about is, when the first time you saw a guy on a motorcycle, were you like, did it blow you away? Because it blew me away. Seeing a guy on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Just, first of all, the simplicity of being able to, you can just put a guy there and put a kind of a wheel animation.
Oh, dude. Thing.
Like,
the art in this game thing, is the most creative. Well, I don't want to go that far, but it is very creative use of like I don't know if it's poly or just pixels, both. I don't fucking know. I don't know enough about game design to know what this is. But it looks like pixelish.
Cel-shaded.
And it's low. But like, is it cell they did or so self? Much. Oh, it's cell shaded.
Cell shaded. It is cell shaded.
Cell shaded.
Yeah.
But they did a lot with a little. And like, especially because you kind of still have that mostly top down perspective of basically everything. And then it kind of, you can see the perspective pan out as people get farther away from, you know, on screen.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, if you're directly adjacent to somebody, it just, you basically see the pixels for their head and their shoulders, and then you can see their arms and legs fan out as they stride, and that's mostly it. But like, boom, that guy's a cop, that guy's in a fucking sporty car, that dude's in a truck, it's
that guy's
good.
Jamaican drug dealer, so wildly, you know exactly who people are.
Mm-hmm.
When I was almost cutting you off, I was going to say it's the creative use of limitation.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's just so cool. If you don't play along with us when we are doing an episode, this is a time that you should absolutely play along.
Yeah, don't miss this one.
I was very excited to see that this game hasn't been extremely raised in price yet. You can get a copy of this game for like $20. And mm-hmm. if you think about the fact that this is the most pirated game of all time, this game should be, maybe not of all time, but of all time on the DS. That I know for sure.
Yeah, that one's fact.
You would think that they would be more rare. You know, the copies would be mm-hmm. one of the more expensive games because of that. But
well, it's because they everyone was pirating it. Nobody bought it.
Right. So
they just
a thousand mountains, stops
mountains of carts, yeah, just waiting to go out. Yeah, good game, fun game, easy to pick up and put down, actually.
And a great in a great fun story.
Maybe yeah, the story's great, actually pretty
it's
good.
Fun. It's interesting. It's interesting for sure.
Yeah. It's definitely no...
It's funny. The characters are really funny.
GTA 5. Yeah, no, the characters are really funny. Some of the... We'll absolutely get into the dialogue during our actual episode for this one.
Keep me back.
But damn.
Chain me up.
Yeah, you don't want to be jammed up, man. Green eggs and jam.
Green eggs and jam.
Jam. Good shit. Miss those guys.
Those are two trailer park references in one episode.
That's pretty good.
That is.
It's been a while. Man, I miss that show.
I wonder if there's a Trailer Park Boys video game.
Oh, there's gotta be.
Maybe our next stream will be us playing Trailer Park Boys, the video game.
I would play that.
Pulling this up here. Let's see. Use both hands. Get your hand out of your pocket. What are you doing?
Nah, I'm
You're
cool.
killing me, Smalls. I hate seeing you do this. It's like watching my dad type game.
This ain't your dad's typing. Oh, yeah, they've got a mobile game, actually. Well, I didn't know that.
Game. I want a real game.
Yeah, Greasy Money. I knew that.
Greasy Money.
That might be the only one.
That's the only one?
That's all that I'm getting so far.
All right, so here's what I want from the world. I want someone to make a hack of GTA Chinatown Wars and make it Trailer Park Boys.
I would play the shit out of that game.
Make a hack of any GTA game and make it Trailer Park Boys. I would play the fuck out of that.
It's an idle clicker.
Yeah, I can tell just by looking at it from right here.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much what I'm looking at here. I would probably play that game.
I would avoid this at all costs.
I'm probably going to download it later.
Are you building a trailer park? Is that what it is?
Yeah, if I had to guess.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, it's our producer.
Oh, hey, Jack. You trying to get some fame, some camera time?
Well, shit, we might get views now.
That's right. There's a cat on this stream. Everyone get over here and look at this
Finally,
cat.
Finally, there's something cool. Yeah, drink Fletcher's tea.
My tea's all gone. I drank my tea up.
Mine's been gone for much longer than yours.
Well,
I accidentally teabagged myself earlier.
Man, look at those eyebrows over here. Check.
Yeah, he's got the brows of
those are wild.
Of a smart, intelligent
kid.
They really
popped on the camera.
Yeah, no, he's a good dude. Oh, God. His hair's everywhere.
If you are listening to this on Spotify or however you listen to your podcast, I believe we will upload this to our YouTube page at PocketCast Podcast. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Totally.
I don't know.
We should aggregate our links.
I don't know what that word means.
I'll take care of that.
Right on. Let's say I put links in the description of the stream. I did that.
Yeah.
Not in the description, but on our page. It's there.
It's there.
It's there.
It's
You'll
there.
See it.
Click the buttons. Click the blue text.
And follow our Twitch page for more live streams potentially in cat buttholes.
We're going to get demonetized for that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Everyone's got a cat butthole around.
At least one.
At least one. I like
I've got
keep
two
one
or
as
three.
A souvenir.
Yeah, same, honestly.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's a wrap for us.
I think it is.
Thanks for joining us for our first live streaming.
Recording.
There you go.
Yeah. Just recording.
Cheers.
Somebody cut me off.